Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday morning MV Pro call. Today is December 12th, and I'd like to welcome you, those of you that are here live, as well as those of you listening to this via recording, which, of course, you can do by subscribing to MotoVitality on whatever podcast application you happen to use, or by visiting MotoVitality.com, where you can listen to years and years and years worth of archives. This is our next to last call for 2025. So we will have one more of these next Thursday, and we're going to kind of do a year-end review. Talk about some of the biggest water stories. I'm letting you guys know that so that you can come prepared with if you have any big things that you learned or that happened this year that really stands out that will kind of shape, the future. And but we'll take a look at news, big news stories. We'll look at kind of a year in review and what's upcoming in 2025. But that will be our last call of the year next week. So I hope that you guys will all join me, and we'll do a 2024 send-off before the holidays. We'll take a break for the holiday season and our resume the first Thursday of the new year. So I think that is the second or third, somewhere in there. The first Thursday might be the first. So anyway, we'll look at it. It might be the eighth somewhere in that second week. I will send out a message. How's that? We'll let everybody know when it's coming. We'll start the call off here today the way we do pretty much every week, which is by asking, was there anything anybody learned this last week that you wish you had known before? Anything that happened that's worthy of sharing with other professionals across the country, or anything we can help you with? Do we have anything? All right, then we're going to start off basically, we'll jump right into our topic there, okay? So I wanted to talk a little bit about staying focused. Oh, my God, you should see what Sideways is doing right now, you guys. This is awesome. She's just sitting here. I'm sorry. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, staying focused in a presentation. I just got distracted there for a second. So let me ask you guys, what do you do in a presentation to stay organized? Because it's really super easy. Oh my God, you should see how much the wind is blowing outside right now. It is snowing like crazy. But it's so easy to, when you walk into a house and you're doing a presentation, to get distracted, to spend so much time talking about something that, you would normally spend 1 or 2 minutes on building rapport, but that takes you away. I mean, I don't know if you guys have ever done a presentation where you're 45 minutes into it and you barely even talked about, what you're there to talk about. And next thing you know, the homeowner's looking at their watch and they're saying, I'm sorry, I got to go get the kids in a half hour. I mean, it's been great meeting you. And you're like, oh, well, now I got to do my whole presentation in 10 minutes. I got to shove it all into 10 minutes. Have you guys ever run into that? And how do you avoid that? What do you do to avoid it? Or is that only me? Anybody? Did I lose you guys? You're thinking about all the snow outside?
You got to be consistent. So many people in sales try to go in and build rapport on the front end. And if you get in and you do that, and you've got a talker, then you could be there for 45 minutes before you talk about anything. However, if you go in and you try to build rapport on the front end and you've got a director, who's got limited time, then they're going to check out on you really early. You got to get in, find out what's going on, set your agenda, do your test, do your agenda, and build your rapport throughout the throughout the demo. And you got to do that consistently, or you'll let them always drive the appointment.
You know, it's there is something to be said. We've talked a lot on this call about that long stock presentation that a lot of companies, you know, they teach their salespeople this presentation and you know, and they have to memorize it, right? I mean, when I sometimes when I'm talking to companies and I say that, you know, it's going to take a good 6 months before you can really train a sales professional to be out there ready to go. I've had companies, especially these larger companies that, you know, hire them in classes, you know, and train them in masses, right? Those types of companies, they're certainly out there. I've had them look at me and go, wow, why does it take you 6 months to train them? We have them trained in 2 weeks. And their idea of training them is bringing them in, bringing these usually younger kids in, and having them memorize to the T a script to where they can basically recite this script without messing up. I mean, word for word. And one of the good things about that script is that they do stay focused. I think sometimes at the cost of completely missing the, you know, it's not a customer-centric call. It's that they are so focused on just doing that scripted presentation every time. But it's definitely focused, and the customer will ask a question about something that's out of the script, and they just have to go right back to the script. It's how they stay focused on the script. You know, they're taught to just memorize that. I've never been a big fan of scripted sales presentations in this industry because I think it ignores the customer-centric aspect of it. I think that we should be asking questions and customizing our presentation based on the customer's answers to those questions. And you can have, by the way, somebody in the home ready to make attempts to sell. Even my, you know, sales training, that happens a little faster than 6 months, but in terms of them really being good and understanding a foundation and, you know, what they're talking about, I think it does take a good 6 months. So it's just that little sidebar thing there. But I think that there is some, even if you're not memorizing a script to stay focused, you know, in the presentation, I do think having a very strict set of goals, and I usually look at three of them. And in fact, when I talk about, you know, letting the customer know what you're going to be doing in the home, you know, as long as you accomplish three things, the plumbing assessment, the water analysis, and the recommendation, those three things, if you, rather than trying to memorize a big, huge, long sales presentation where it's going to be easy to get distracted, you just focus on finishing those three things. It's easy to pull yourself back to doing those three things. And I let the customer know that, you know, I'm going to be doing a plumbing assessment, I'm going to be doing a water analysis, and I'm going to be doing a recommendation, you know, explanation and recommendation. And then if I set times for myself, you know, how long does this take? Well, let me give myself 10 minutes to do a plumbing assessment. I'm going to give myself 20 minutes, you know, to do the water analysis, and then another 20 minutes to do the recommendation and kind of go through what the customer is looking for. And those times might be, you know, a little bit here and there, but if I try and keep an internal timer on myself, then it does. This is just a strategy that I use that helps keep me focused, because anybody who knows me, shoot, you guys listening to this call, I was just kind of making jokes about it a little bit on the at the beginning of the call here, you know, just making a point of how easy it is to, you know, to do the, oh, like a squirrel type thing for me. But anybody who knows me in real life knows that that's pretty much the story of my world. You know, I can go through a ton of, in one conversation, we'll address 10 different topics. Michelle, this is the point where you come and you say, no, Kelly, that's not you, right? That's... Well, I don't get the chuckle. I don't understand. Why the chuckle? Anyway, so what else works for you guys? So I agree with you, Scott. You know, the rapport, that's one of the things that can distract you. What are the things can get you distracted, and how do you guys, what methods do you guys use to stay focused on what you want to talk about? One of the other things that I find is challenging for me, and I leave it to you guys to tell me, maybe this is just me. I don't know. Maybe I'm airing out all my challenges here. But sometimes a customer will say something or ask a question, and it is really easy. You know, it's easy to start going down the rabbit hole of answering that question instead of coming back to it and kind of answering it in an organized way. And what I think about a little bit is, you know, when you go to the doctor and there, you know, you fill out all the paperwork and you do your checklist and you go through and you give all of that. Now you're in the room and the doctor brings the clipboard back in and they're going through the paperwork with you. And they, you know, they'll say, I see here that you broke your leg 7 years ago. Okay, you know, you made an I see here, you broke your leg 7 years ago. And the doctor says, you know, do you still have pain? You say, yeah, occasionally, you know, when it rains, I can still feel it. And the doctor does not, at that point, start explaining why you feel pain in your leg. He just makes a note of that. He comes back, you know, and he's, okay, he writes that down. He writes that information down. And then he says, okay, I see that you take a little Ambien. How often are you taking Ambien, you know, to help you sleep? And then whatever your answer is, you write it down. He writes that answer down. And it's only, he does not, when you answer the question about your broken leg or about taking the Ambien, he doesn't interrupt his going through that list. He may ask another question to gather more information that he can make notes about, but he does not then take 5 minutes before moving on to the next question and start explaining to you how Ambien works and what its side effects are and you know, what you should or should not do. You know, you get up in the middle of the night and you eat stuff or, you know, you shouldn't drive. He doesn't go into that explanation. He just makes a note that you're taking Ambien, you know, periodically. And then it's at the end of the presentation, or I'm sorry, at the end of his questions, at the end of that checklist, at the end of his examination, then he takes all of his notes and all the relevant information, and he makes his recommendation only after he's gathered everything else, right? So, and that's sort of what we need to do in our presentations as well, is gather all the information. We need to do the water test. We need to go through and ask them the questions and find out specifically what they're looking for and what their needs are. We need to do all of that, and it's only at the end, based on all the information that we've gathered, and including the water test and the answers to the questions and stuff like that. Then we take it all and we put it together into a customized package that meets their needs. Does that make sense? I mean, I hope I'm kind of drawing a picture there on what works for me, kind of how it works for me. Does it make sense? Do you guys do something similar?
No, I think that's perfect and very topical because we actually discussed this in our sales training yesterday. I had a sales rep that, one of my best reps, and got in a slump. And what we discovered was he was going into a house and, hey, what do you got going on your water? And they would say, oh, well, you know, we got dry skins. And he would immediately go in, oh, yeah, that's very common. It's caused by this and da-da-da-da-da,
yeah,
like that. And going down the rabbit hole on the front end, but not gathering enough information of what other problems they were having.
Sure.
And it's taken 20 minutes to get to the water test. right. Where it should be. What do you got going on with your water? Any other issues, any plumbing issues? Like, ask those questions and put those questions in your back pocket, because that's what you're going to use to customize your presentation to solve the problems that they have.
Right, right. Hey, what's everybody else think?
Absolutely, I think that makes perfect sense. You can't make informed recommendations if you only have one piece of information. And you also need to rule out. I mean, if there's problems they're not having, you know, that just helps you make a better recommendation for what they need to help solve their problems.
Yeah. Any other thoughts on this? Any other ideas or thoughts? I thought there might be a little more discussion on this one. So, you know, as far as what you guys do. Am I the only one that really runs into this challenge out there? It definitely is something that I struggle with. Those that know me know that I am easily distracted. There's so much going on. And in a presentation, you really can, you know, what I find, what it's just killed me on is that sometimes I spend, you know, I'm those distractions take away my ability. So it's almost exactly what you just described, Scott. That's been me for, you know, so many times. I'm aware that I can do that, so I put together strategies for myself that avoid doing it. So I do it in a sales presentation way less than I once did. But, you know, I've always just you sort of just take it as it is. You know, I do that on these calls sometimes. I don't know what direction these calls are going to take me at all. You know, I come in with an idea, and I kind of count on those different sidebar discussions to have the discussion a little bit. And so, but in a presentation, you can't, if you're going to be effective consistently, you can't really do that. Is there anybody else that struggles with that or runs into that at all? I wonder if it's a common problem with salespeople or, with people out there in sales. I wonder how common it is, or if people who are really good at sales just intuitively know how to overcome that. I mean, I don't know. What do you guys think?
It's very common.
Yeah. All right, guys, I hope that gives you food for thought. Anyway, I don't really have a whole lot more to say about that topic. Go ahead. Somebody had something?
Hi, I'm from Canada here. I'm going to call from some of my financial planning background and say that on probably 90% of all the interviews I went to, I had an agenda when I went in. And while a lot of the things on the agenda wouldn't be touched on, at least having the agenda shows what could go forward and made sure that all the major points were touched on.
That's a great point, too. Actually, that's it. I mean, isn't an interview basically a sales call? I mean, a job interview, isn't that essentially a sales call? You're trying to sell yourself. I mean, you want the company to pay you for your services. So I think it's kind of the same thing. You're probably right. I think that's staying focused and that's kind of always the battle, right? Who controls the presentation, the customer or the sales professional? Scott, I think you referred to him as a director, right? The person who wants to control the whole presentation. Those people are hard sometimes to deal with. You know, there becomes a battle of wills, and I think that probably happens. I think it's a similar thing that happens in an interview. Are you referring to an interview? referring to a job interview, or is that what you call a sales presentation?
Sales presentation, because you're interviewing the client. The bottom line is you're finding out what they want. You're laying out the steps to get to a solution, and you're talking about the advantages and choices available. And the whole goal is to get them to a point where they can see the benefits of what you have to offer.
I like that. I can't believe that I've not heard a sales presentation referred to as an interview. I like that. Has anybody else heard that term? Referring to a sales presentation as the interview, not the presentation or not the appointment or, you know, the things that I've always heard. Has anybody else ever heard that?
I haven't, but it really fits when you think about it logically.
I like that. That's really good. Forgive my question on this. I hope that this comes out okay. But is that a Canada thing, or is that? Where did you hear that, or is that common? Is that what most people, you know, in your neck of the woods, refer to a sales presentation as?
No, unfortunately, it comes from having worked for 30 years as a financial planner.
Okay, that's interesting. I love that. I really like that. The interview. I have an interview with this customer, and it says so much because you're interviewing them and you're looking for, you're gathering that information to decide whether you want to hire them as a customer. I guess, right? I mean, isn't that kind of, or decide how to hire them as a customer? I mean, you could take that and really run with that term. I love that. That's pretty cool. That's all right. Thank you for that. That was awesome. Now see, there's my tidbit of growth for the day. So, all right. Anybody else? Then I don't really, that was pretty much all I had today. So I think if you guys don't have anything else, remember next week will be our last call of the year. I hope that you guys will join us. And I will talk to you guys then, if not before. Everybody be safe and stay warm. And we'll talk to you next week, if not before. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Kelly.